Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up one more time. Thank you, Lord, for all of us that showed up today to fellowship with each other. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that as I give your word, I pray that the Holy Spirit would take charge. Use me, Lord, in thy service. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for our pastor, all the church members. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for those that may be lost. We pray that you will send a laborer, O Heavenly Father, so they may come running, asking, what must they do to be saved? All these blessings we ask in your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen. First, I would like to give honor to God, who's the head of our lives, and to Pastor Mathis, my father in the ministry, to Brother Weston, my brother in the ministry. And I notice I have a good friend that I grew up with out there in the audience, Pastor Benjamin Henry. Yeah, we talked yesterday and he said he was going to be here, you know, but a lot of times when you talk to people, they say they're going to be somewhere and, you know, things come up, you know, life happens. But he was man of his word. You know, he was the first person I seen when I walked into the office. And also to you, Antioch, I say peace be with you. I'm not going to keep you very long, but I do have a word from God. And this word been on my mind for a long time. The word coming from Psalms 37 and 23. Psalms 37 and 23. Psalms 37 and 23. And it reads, I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet I've seen, have not seen the righteous forsaken. May Lord have blessings to the reading and the hearers and doers of his word. May you have a seat in the presence of the Lord. I thought about it what I was going to title this with. And the only thing that I can come up with is, are you good?
Yeah.
Are you good? Look, do me a favor. Look to the person to your right and ask them, are you good?
Are you good?
Now look to the one to your left and ask them, are you good? You know, in today's society, a lot of times we speak to people and we use it as a greeting. We might say, ask them, how you doing? And they'll say, I'm good. I'm good. It's all good. You know, but in this scripture here, David was talking about a good man. I was talking to a guy one day, and he told me, he said, you know what? Rebbe said, I think I'm a good man. He said, I try to treat everybody right, you know, and I do things for people, you know, out of habit. But, you know, I think I'm a good man. I'm be all right. I don't read the Bible, though. I said, oh, you don't read the Bible. He said, no, I don't read the Bible. I was asking him, how you know you're doing it right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you read instructions to fix things, you know, to fix your washing machine, to fix your dishwasher, to fix your car.
Yeah.
You follow them the instructions to a T. But when it comes to fixing yourself, this Bible is the book of life. It tells us how we should live. And we should apply all of these rules and regulations that we read in the Bible just as much as we apply to fix our car. If we do, then we will have a better life. We won't be having all this stuff that's going on today in this world, killing up each other. All this stuff wouldn't happen because we are following the instructions in this book of life. But, you know, this scripture here that David wrote, he was talking about a good man, a man that is saved. You know, see, because you can be all good you want. If you're not saved in God's eyesight, you're like filthy rags. That's how he says, like filthy rags. So you can be a well-known man, but that doesn't make you a good man. You can be a smart man, but that doesn't make you a good man. You can have several degrees, but that doesn't make you're a good man, not to God's standards. You could be popular, but that doesn't make you a good man. You can be smooth in your actions, but that doesn't make you a good man. You could be rich, but that doesn't make you a good man. You could be 6 foot tall, got a six pack, 200 pounds. I thought the lady was grinning off of that one. But that doesn't make you a good man. I should have said a good person, but see, in his Bible, when he said a good man, he was gender friendly. You know, it's a good woman, a good young man, a good boy, a good girl. You know, so I'm going to start changing to a good person. The steps of a good person is ordered by the Lord. So when you're a good person, say you have a heart of love and a life of service. When you're a good person, you don't sell your soul for a paycheck. When you are a good person, Others become better because they are in your presence. When you are a good person, you can lose your job, and you try again and fail, try again, fail, try again, fail, try again, fail. But see, in all that falling, you know that in your weakness, he is strong. You know, God's time is not our time. His ways is not our ways. So you shouldn't give up. We should just continue to keep trying. And sooner or later, he may not come when we want him, but he's always on time. You can work hard, say you can be a good person. You work hard not to be a bad person. You can be, when you're a good person, money is a tool and not as your God. When you are a good person, you consider other people's feelings and not your own. When you're a good person, the fruit of the Spirit shows up in your life. When you're a good person, when you hear someone making a mistake, you don't judge them. You hold them up in prayer because it's them today, but tomorrow it just might be you. When you're a good person, you work to become a better person than you were yesterday. Each day, you work at trying to get better and better each day. When you're a good person, it doesn't mean that you're perfect. It just means you're making progress. When you're a good person, you don't mind apologizing to your wife, to your children, or your service supervisor, because being at peace is better than being right. The steps of a good person is ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good person is ordered by the Lord. You know, I like reading different books of the Bible and different Bibles. In the Message, I like the way the Message put it. They say, stalwart walks in steps with God. Now, you know, stalwart, that's when a person is loyal to what they're doing. So I say stalwart walks in step with God. His path blazed by God, for he's happy. If he stumbles, he's not down for long. And say, God has a grip on his hand. I like the way they put that one. You know, the steps of a good man.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Good morning, this is Bertha Page. from my mother.